Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we're joined by Castle Heights Principal Wendy Flucky. Principal Flucky, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure, Aiden.
And the fun has just been continuing at Castle Heights Elementary since the last time we talked. I mean, it feels like every time I see something happen at that school, it just looks like an absolute blast. And one that really caught my eye was you guys recently had your Pop Tab Pandemonium Drive. So let's talk about that for a second. What was it and what was the benefit behind it?
Oh, absolutely. So our student government are always looking for ways that we can go out and do service projects to help others. And so an idea they came up with was to collect pop tabs for the Ronald McDonald House. And then they turned it into a competition to get, you know, the kids into it and excited. And we did it over about a five-week period. And we ended up collecting over 158 pounds worth of the pop tabs.
And it's always fun to see schools giving back, especially at such a young age. And it sounds like you guys just have a spectacular student council over there.
Absolutely, yes. Very involved.
And so other things going on. You have, of course, end of the school year coming right along. And with that, you have that unfortunate transition for a lot of students that you've come to know and love over the years as they transition from elementary school to middle school. But you guys do help prepare them really well. You guys have a fifth grade scavenger hunt over at Mount Harmon.
Yes, we do work with Mount Harmon, just trying to prepare the kids for the transition and do it in a fun, engaging way before the school year starts so that they can go over and they can explore the building so that when they start school next year, they have a little bit of familiarity with the building.
You know, it always is a daunting task trying to make that jump from elementary to middle school, but this is a great way, like you said, to help prepare them, get a lay of the land as they go to middle school. Now, of course, also coming along with the end of the year is end of year testing. We'll touch on that academic side of things. What have you guys been doing at Castle Heights to help prepare for this?
Well, we have definitely been starting the review process, and believe it or not, our testing starts next week, and we'll be doing the RISE testing, and then we also do some end-of-the-year assessments required by the state in additional reading and math, kindergarten through fifth grade. But just using our time wisely, really focusing on course standards, looking at student data so that we can drive our instruction to fill those gaps.
And that's something I've really enjoyed in all my conversations with schools across the Carbon School District is how data-driven a lot of this preparation is. I mean, sometimes you don't see people looking at that data trying to figure what areas specifically they need to target, but it feels like here in Carbon County, you guys have that covered.
We do. In fact, our PLCs really do look at the data every couple of weeks just to look at where kids are at, look at where their gaps might be to drive their instruction. So using our data, we really do use it all year long.
Now, of course, end of year brings those summer months. Now, a lot of people feel like that's a break for educators, but really it's not. It's kind of a 24/7, 365 type of job. You're going constant preparation, but for the kids as well. What kind of plans do you guys have laid out for these kids over the summer to help continue that education as they move on to the next grade?
Well, you're absolutely right, and definitely in elementary school, our first goal is reading. So we have pulled our kids aside. We're having those kids look at their data, looking at where they're at, showing them, hey, this is where we need to be by the end of the school year, going into next grade level. And so we have the kids actually setting goals and steps to achieve those goals. And then we're also, in collaboration with Kids Read Now, we are able to provide each student four free books that they get to go select off a list, and then those books will be mailed to them at their house so students are able to continue to read throughout the summer to help meet their reading goals.
You know, it's always good to see schools staying involved in these kids' lives, even over the summer. I mean, it's so nice to see that these teachers and these administrators really do care about these kids' education. Now, I guess on a more personal level, do you have any fun plans you're looking forward to over the summer?
I think the first one is just being able to sleep in.
And that's got to be one of the best feelings in the world when summer first rolls around. Now, Principal Flucky, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
You know what? We are just so appreciative of all of our community and our parents, our staff. We just really live in a great place where we have that great support for everyone looking out for our kids.
Well, Principal Flucky, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Castle Heights Elementary School Principal Wendy Flucky, and we're giving this week's Carbon School District update. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, we can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.